Today's Shir Masecht Nazir Daf Mem Hei. We will begin on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amud. As the Nazir completes his term of Naziris, he has to bring the various Kabbanis that we've been discussing at the end of this term of Naziris, and he has to cut his hair in a designated place in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and at that point, the halacha considers that the term of his naziris is over. So says the Mishnah, taglachas hatara. The taglachas that a nazir does after he completes his naziris, keitzad, exactly how was that performed? Says the Mishnah, hayamevi shalosh behemis. He would bring three animals. Kifsa, a female lamb was brought for kamchatas, a kevas, a male was brought for carbon oil, an ayil was brought for shlomim. For shaychres a shlomim, the first carbon, according to Tosfos' understanding of the Mishnah, and that's how it seems very clearly in the Gemara as well, is that the first carbon that was brought was the carbon shlomim, umagaleich aleihem, and after bringing the carbon shlomim, then the halacha is he brings his haircut. After bringing the Karmat Shlomim, he does his haircut, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So again, as we said, Tosfos' opinion is that he brings the Karmat Shlomim, and after he bringing the Karmat Shlomim, that's when he does his haircut. Why does a Nazir bring a Karmat Chatos? So the Ramban explains that the reason is that if a person has become is a Nazir, and he's completing his Naziris, what that represents is, says the Ramban, that he has attained a certain level of Kedusha. And since he's attained a certain level of Kedusha, what the Halacha really expects of him is to maintain that level of Kedusha. But this individual is not maintaining that level. He's actually going back to live his regular normal life. Because of that, says the Ramban, a person who attained this level and now is reverting back to where he was, says the Ramban, that's why the Torah says such an individual shall have to bring a carbon chattis. The Mash Chachma says, as we've learned many times, during the Naziris, the individual has lost the opportunity to do mitzvahs if he has not been able to go to Levaya. If a relative was nifter, they wasn't able to do Kiddush and Avdolah, as we discussed, and in the previous year. That, so even though, says the Chmesh HaChachma, Naziris does represent a certain significant spiritual level, it still also speaks that to the fact that he lost that level of those mitzvahs, and for that he has to bring a carbon. So as we learned, the opinion of Tosfos and understanding the opinion of Yehuda is that the carbon shlomim is brought first, because the carbon shlomim is brought, and then right after he brings the carbon shlomim, he takes the haircut, and afterwards he brings the other kabbanis. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and he says, Layam agalech el al chatas. The nazir only took a haircut after bringing the karmel chatas. Shechatas kadams become makam. For he suggests the halacha is that whenever a karmel chatas is brought together with other kabbanis, the karmel chatas is brought first. That if one, as the older Rishonim point out, that if one has to bring a karmel chatas and he has to bring a karmel oila, the halacha is he first brings the chatas and then he brings the oila. So too should the halacha be by carbon, so be by carbon, by the kabbanis of the nazir, that the nazir should have to bring the chatas first, like everyone else. Im gilach hashloshtem. So says the Gemara. Even says the Mishnah. Even though we've just had a machloikis, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Lezer, what is the proper carbon? What is the proper carbon to be brought first, and what is the proper carbon on which the nazir should cut his hair? But teaches us the Mishnah that in gilach that this is a din of lechatchila, but the halacha is that even if he took a haircut after bringing any of the karbanis, that even the carbon oila the halacha is that he has been yotze his mitzvah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Maimer, Hevi Shalosh Behemus. Somebody designated three animals for his kabbonis. But like Piresh, he didn't explicitly designate which animal will be used for what purpose. But as we mentioned at the beginning of a shir, the specific animals that are used by a nazir for his kabbonis, they're different animals that are used for different purposes. And since they're different animals used for different purposes, so the animal, the kifsa, which is royal chatos, which is the animal which is the only animal that can be used for the karma chatos, that should be used for the karma chatos. Tikrav chatos. The animal that can be used for karman oila, tikrav oila, should be brought for the karman oila. And the ayil, which can be used for shlamim, tikrav shlamim. And even though normally the halach is that when one brings a karban, and when one designates an animal for a karban, he's supposed to explicitly, verbally designate which animal he's going to use for what purpose. Here, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, by saying, taking these three animals and saying, Elul Nizirosai, these are the animals that are going to use for my Naziris, it's equivalent to having designated each specific animal for the purpose that it can be used. Because as we just said, the type of animal that can be used for every type of carbon is very different. And since the type of animal that can be used for every carbon is so very different, we understood without him so saying that's the animal, that each animal that is going to be used for the animal, for the carbon that it is usable for. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, the pasuk says regarding the nazir as he finishes his term, v'gilach ha-nazir pesach ha-elamayid. So the pasuk, the Gemara is focusing, going back to the first opinion that we learned, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that the nazir takes a haircut on his after bringing the karmen shlamim, and the Gemara wants to know from where does Rabbi Yehuda know this. Says the Gemara, because the pasuk that speaks about the haircut of the nazir says v'gilach ha-nazir pesach oil moed, and the pasuk doesn't, however, indicate which carbon we're referring to. Says the Gemara, it must mean b'shlama kos medaber. It must mean the carbon shlamim. Shenemar, because when the Torah speaks about the carbon shlamim, the pasuk says v'shachtoi pesach oil moed. So we see the words pesach oil moed are most appropriate for Kabban Shlomim. And the Gemara Masech the Erevin, at the beginning of Masech the Erevin, that Beis on the Beis teaches us that we learn from this pasuk of Pesach Oel Moed that one may not bring a Kabban Shlomim before the doors of the Azara are opened in the morning. And if one were to bring a Kabban Shlomim prior to that, the Kabban would be Pasul. And as the Rishonim point out, Kabban Shlomim, we often discuss, is brought as a Doirin. It's brought as a gift. It's not typically a carbon that one is obligated to bring. If you're going to bring a gift, it has to be brought in the proper way. And if the Torah says that it should only be brought in the morning, if it's not brought in the only after the doors are open, then you haven't fulfilled what the Torah says the way you should bring the carbon shlamim, and it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, at the Omer, continues the Brisa, at the time of Shlomo Kosov Adaber, are we saying that by the pasuk using the words Pesach Oil Moed, it means a Karban Shlomim? Or Eina Ella the Pesach Oil Moed Mamish? Maybe what the pasuk is coming to teach us that the Nazir has to take a haircut at the Pesach Oil Moed. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. And the Rishonim say that even though the Gemara is suggesting that the pasuk means that the haircut should be taken at the Pesach Oel Moed, it doesn't mean actually at the door. It means that the haircut should be done in the Azara. Amart, says the Gemara, that can't be pshat in the pasuk, because imkein derech b'zoinhu. The Gemara says that telling a nazir to take a haircut in the Azara certainly would represent a derech b'zoin, and it's inappropriate to do so. And there's a very interesting question that's based on this Gemara. There are many people that have a minig that they don't give their son his first haircut until he's 3 years old. It's based on what we know the Torah says the din is by Orla. the pasuk says that a fruit tree that gives fruit, the first 3 years, shalosh shanim yilchem areilim, and the fourth year, ubishana hashviyis yilkol piri kodesh alulim lashem. So we want to show that that's how we're going to treat our children. During the first 3 years, the hair is arla, and then when the child becomes fourth year, he's going to start learning Torah, start learning mitzvahs, doing mitzvahs, to have payas, and that's why the halacha is that it should be, that's the makor, that's the source for that minig. And the question that many achronim discuss is, that's called a chalaka, and may this be done in a shul? We just learned a concern of derech bezoyin, particularly that when we obviously give this child a haircut, we take off his yarmulke, and to sit in a shul without wearing a yarmulke, says the Steichemet, may not be appropriate. So the Steichemet says that it's a mitzvah, and since it's a mitzvah, maybe that's why, even though it's somewhat of a derech bezoyin, it may be done in a beis haknesses. The Sefer Peiros Teina asks on that, and that is that we're learning in our Gemara that a nazir was not allowed to take a haircut in the Azara. And the Gemara wanted to suggest that maybe he should be allowed to take a haircut in the Azara. And the Gemara says, no, he may not take a haircut in the Azara because it's derech bezoyin. Now let's think about a nazir. The halacha is that a nazir taking a haircut is certainly a mitzvah. And yet the halacha is that the Gemara says derech bezoyin, and his haircut should not be take place in the Azara. So this haircut of this child, which is only a minig, certainly should not take place in a shul. But then he says reasons why we maybe could be more lenient. The Har Habayis is specifically a makom kaddish. The Gemara says, Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Lo Yikanes L'Har Habayis B'Makloi U'B'Minaloi. There are special rules that you're not allowed to walk on the Har Habayis with your shoes, you're not allowed to carry a stick in the Har Habayis. So just because our Gemara says that you're not allowed to the Nazir is not allowed to take the haircut in the Azara, that does not necessarily indicate that the halacha will be on the Beis HaKnesses. Moreover, he suggests that the Gemara says that the halacha is that Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to take a haircut in the Beis HaMedrash because that's what they do all the time. That's their home. So if Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to take a haircut in the Beis HaMedrash, this haircut, which is being done the first haircut of a child, maybe we could be more lenient. Of course, it's not a compelling argument. The reason why it's not a compelling argument is because the Talmidei Chachamim are in the Beis HaKnesses all the time. And since they're in the Beis HaKnesses all the time, that's why we could be lenient with them. But this child who's taking his first haircut is certainly not spending all his time in the Beis HaMedrash, so we can't be lenient. There's an interesting question, and the Pesukim discuss where one is adding a room to his home. So many suggest that we have to make a shachiyanu. It's not just for an entire home that one builds. He has to make a shachiyanu. He has to make a shachiyanu if he's expanding his home. So Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal discusses what is the halacha that if somebody adds a new bathroom to his home. So would he make a shachiyanu? So first of all, we have the consideration that we just learned in our Gemara, it's a derech bezoyin. To go make a shachiyanu in the bathroom is not respectful. And moreover, Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal said that this that we make a shachiyanu on a new room in a home is only a binyan shel simcha. A binyan shel simcha is a room where we're going to dine and live and enjoy. The Beis HaKisei is not really that type of a room, and therefore Rabbi Yoshua said that when one adds a Beis HaKisei to his house, he doesn't make a shachiyanu. The Gemara continues discussing how we know that we should not allow the nazir to take a haircut in the Azara. Rabbi Yoshua Omer Ein Tzarech. We don't have to learn just from the pasuk, from the derech b'zayin, because the Torah says, "Arayam Torah l'salas b'malas al mizbechi." That the Torah says that to ascend to the mizbeach, one should not go up by steps. He should go up only with a ram. Why? Because when one walks up on steps, they wore like robes, and the part of his body becomes exposed. When he walks up a ramp, his body doesn't become exposed. So if the concern that walking up the ramp is not derech eretz, so certain walking up steps is not derech eretz, kal v'chomer, taking a haircut in the azara is derech b'zayin and should not be followed. Rav Yitzchak Kaimer, we're going to skip this part. Rishonim point out that this isn't really part of the Gemara. So we're going to start Rav Yitzchak Kaimer, Ein Tzvarach. We don't have to come on to this limud that taking a haircut in the Azara is a derech b'zayin. The reason we know that the Nazir doesn't take a haircut in the Azara, because Harehu Oimer, the Pasuk discusses in the Parshas Nazir, that after the haircut, what he should do is v'lokach asar roish nizrei v'nosan al eish asher tachas zevach hashlamim. The nazir has to take his hair that he cut and put it under the fire in which he's cooking the carbon shlamim. So the pasuk is teaching us, says Rabbi Yitzchak, mishanim mechusa elakicha v'nasina, that the hair should be ready to be taken and put under that fat pot that's cooking the carbon shlamim. Yotzeh. But when we speak about the person who would take a haircut in the Azara, Shemuch Chusser, that he would have to take Lekicha, take the hair, Hava, and bringing it to the place where the carbon shlomim is being cooked, because they didn't cook the carbon shlomim in the Azara, that they cooked it elsewhere. And that would be an extra step, on the Sina, and then putting it under. And since that would evolve, and under another step, say the Rishonim and Pshat in the Gemara, the Torah is being specific that we shouldn't have to have another step everywhere else. And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain, why was the Karban Shlomim not cooked in the Azara? Because we know that most of the meat of the Karban Shlomim are eaten by their owners, and the owners are Necholim B'chol Eir. It's eaten all over. Since it's eaten all over, so then the cooking of the carbon shlomim is also done where it's eaten, not in the azara, and that's why we don't have the cutting of the hair Pesach al Moed, because the halacha is that we could cook it elsewhere. Says the Gemara Ikad Amri, but there's a different version. We go again to the beginning of the sugya, where the pasuk says, "V'gilchan nazir pesach oil moed," that the Torah says that the nazir cuts his hair pesach oil moed, and we learned from there that since the Torah uses the word pesach oil moed, presumably it's referring to kavim shlamim. At the oimer b'shlamim kasm adaber oyena ella pesach oil moed mamish. Maybe the pasuk is teaching us that the haircut of the nazir should take place at pesach oil moed. Tamaloimer. The pasuk says, "V'gilchan nazir pesach el moed es roish nizrei v'lokach es saroi sar roish nizrei v'nosan al eishes shetachas evesach shlomim." That right after cutting the hair, it should be put under the fire of the carbon shlomim. Mokim shayim vashel, and therefore says Rabbi Yitzchak, the place where the carbon shlomim was cooked, sham hayim agaleach. That's where you did the haircut. And the Pasuk is referring, when the Pasuk says Pesach Oil Moed, he explains that the focus of the Pasuk is to tell us that the Nazir should take, the focus of the Pasuk is that the Nazir should take his haircut where he's going to cook the Karban Moed. And otherwise, he may not take the haircut. Abba Chanan, Amma Mishim Rabbi Lezer, that the pasuk is coming to teach us a different halacha altogether. The pasuk is saying, "V'gilchan nazir pesach oil moed." The kol zman she'ein pesach moed pasuach. If the nazir came to the Beis Hamikdash in the morning, prior to the opening of the doors of the Beis Hamikdash, ein megaleich. The halacha is that he's not allowed to take a haircut. The interesting question that I saw that the Achronim talk about, what does this mean? Does it mean that you're not allowed to, that the Nazir is not allowed to take his haircut until the doors are open? But what would be the halacha if the doors were open and now they're closed? Would the Nazir be allowed to take his haircut? Do we say, as long as the doors were open at one point, the Nazir is allowed to take his haircut? Or is the halacha that the doors have to actually be opened? So most Achronim explain that since the halacha here, the way Abba Chanan is learning, is similar to the way the halacha is stated regarding Kamen Shlomim, and the Gemara Masechet Erevin teaches us that not only may a person not bring the Kamen Shlomim before the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are open, but when he brings the Kamen Shlomim, the doors have to actually be open. And therefore, the same thing would have to be the halacha by a Nazir. That not only is the halacha that the Nazir may not bring his carbon prior to the opening of the door, but the doors have to actually be open when he brings the doors have to actually be open to bring when he brings the carbon shlomim when he does the haircut. Rav Shimon Shazuraimer, a different halacha. Vegilach HaNazir, the pasuk says Vegilach HaNazir Pesach Ohel Moed. The pasuk is saying that this din only applies to the Nazir v'loy Nazira. So where Rav Shimon Shazuri is actually learning is that the haircut actually does take place at the door of the Ohel Moed, but that this halacha is only by a Nazir and not a Nazira. Why are we strict that a Nazira, says the Gemara, may not have hair cut at the opening at the door of the Beis HaMikdash? Shem Yizkor B'Perchei Kehuna. If her hair, we know, Sar B'Isha Erva, the hair of a married woman is an Erva, and we don't want her hair to be exposed in front of all the people. The Mechas Chinuch and the Chazanish both say that these Aman Damrim that say that certainly a Nazir has to have his hair cut at the Pesach Ohel Moed is only L'mitzvah. But let's say the Nazir did not cut his hair at the Pesach Ohel Moed, the halacha would be that it's still considered that he did his hair cut properly. Amalai, so Abba Chanan says to Rav Shimon Shazuri, L'dvarecha, you're saying that there's a new concern that a Nazir should not have her hair cut at the Pesach Ohel Moed, because Shem Yizgur B'Pirchei Kehuna, Saita Techiach. But why don't we bring a raya from the Saita? The Ksiba, the Torah says regarding the Saita, Vavida Lefnei Hashem, that we should put the Saita, goes through her procedure Lefnei Hashem, and that means in the Azara. And there we don't find Shem Yizgur B'Pirchei Kehuna, that the Pirchei Kehuna should see her hair uncovered. Amalem, Zub Kechels B'Kesis. We can't bring a raya from a Saita. A Saita, as we're going to Mitzvah Shem soon learn Masech the Saita, halacha is that Saita has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash in a very not neat way that should get her to maybe admit that she did something wrong. A Nazira, as she completes her Nazira, it's a Yontif, and she adorns herself and puts on makeup. So the concern of Shemi Yizgura B'Pirchei Kehuna is only regarding the Nazira and not by anybody else. However, the Tam HaMelech makes a very interesting point. He says that the Braisa says, the Sefri says, that as we discussed, that Mitzayra also has to have the hair cut, and the hair was cut by the Kohanim. And we don't see, and that's even a female with a mitzvah. Why are we not concerned for Yemen Yizgur Bar Brichei Kehuna? So he says there's a difference while somebody's actually doing the hair cutting, which is a mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah, while somebody is doing the actual hair cutting, we're not concerned that any other thoughts will enter the mind. The concern is afterwards, and perhaps with what we're learning in the Gemara now, since as she comes to the Beis HaMikdash with adorned and happy that she's finishing the azar, the naziris, that's why the halacha is her hair should not be cut in that fashion. Other people, we don't have that concern. Another pshat that I saw that the Rishonim suggest, and this is very much consistent with what we learned from the Meches Chinuch and the Chazon Ish, that the entire halacha of Giluach, even the mandam that says that Giluach should be done at the Pesach Oel Moed, agrees that it's not absolutely necessary. It's not ma'akev. So if where the Torah says it has to be done there, the Soita, the Mitzayra, so there's no room for concern for Shem Yizgur. We don't accept the concern of Shem Yizgur Berchei Kuhuna. But where it's not absolutely required, and we do have the concern of Shem Yizgur Berchei Kuhuna, so it's better to avoid the problem and not have the Nazira cut a hair at the Pesach Oel Moed. The Mishnah continues to discuss what is the order and what does the Nazir have to do. Says the Mishnah, Hayinaitl Sarosh Nizroi, he takes the hair that he grew when he was a Nazir that he just cut, Umashaleach Tachas Hadud, he puts it under the fire in which the washing, in which they're cooking the carbon shlamim, and that's where it gets burnt. The Megillah of Medina, but let's say the Nazir took his haircut outside of Yerushalayim, Lo Umashaleach Tachas Hadud, then this halacha doesn't apply. And as Tosfos and the Rosh both point out that even though we're going to learn, as very consistent with what we've been discussing, that the pasuk says v'gilach pesach oil moed, even the man the amrim that take that pasuk literally and say that the nazir should take his haircut at the in the azara, all agree that if he took his haircut elsewhere, it would be acceptable. And therefore, the pasuk is teaching, the Mishnah is teaching us that if he took his haircut outside of Yerushalayim, he doesn't bring it to Yerushalayim to have it put under the pot in which it's cooked. But Medvar Amurim, continues the Mishnah, everything we're talking about, that the Nazir puts his hair under the pot in which we're cooking the Kabban Shlomim, is Taglachas Tahara, where the Nazir completed his term of Naziris, and as we've learned, when he completes his term of Naziris, Deir Aloch is that he has to take a haircut. Aval Taglachas Tumah, which we've learned many times, that if a Nazir becomes Tamei Mace, he has to become, he forfeits all the days of Naziris that he kept, and he has to start again. First he has to be Matar himself with the Mechatos, and then he brings a carbon, and then he cuts his hair before he brings the Kabanas of the Tumma. Loyim Shalech Tachsadud, we're bringing a carbon Mechatos, we're bringing this Nazir that became Tamei, is bringing a Chatos and Osham. Chatos and Osham are Kabanas that the Kohanim eat, and presumably therefore they're cooked. There's no halacha that the hair should be cooked, should be put in the fire that's cooking those kabanas. Ramei Omer, kakol, all Nazirim that are taking a haircut, no matter what the circumstances are, taglachas tahara or taglachas tuma, mishalchem taglachas adud, take put their hair under the fire, in the fire in which they're cooking the kabanas. Chutz metamei shemedina milvad. The only exception is if it's a taglachas tuma that's taking place outside Yerushalayim. But he holds a taglachas tahara. The hair is always put in the fire, and a taglachas tuma, it only depends where the hair is being cut. If it's being cut in Yerushalayim, it too should be put under the fire cooking the kabanas. Only taglachas tuma, the haircut for tuma that was done outside Yerushalayim, it could be burnt where it is. We learned in the Mishnah, notel sarosh nizra. Says the Brisa Tana Rabbanan, v'akach notel sarotif, we take the gravy which they cook the kabban shlamim, v'noisen asal roishoy, we put it on top of the hair of the nazir, and we put that under the fire in which they're cooking the kabban shlamim. Im shilech tachsadud shachatas v'asham. But if instead of putting it under the pot in which they're cooking the kabban shlamim, they put it under the pot in which they're cooking the chatas v'asham, yotza. Ask the Gemara, asham and nazir tami eka. The halacha is that a nazir tuma, the nazir that became tamei, one of the kabbanas he has to bring is a carbon asham. A nazir that's tar doesn't bring a carbon asham. That's not, he brings a chatas and oil and shlamim. Says, Dumar Amarava, Hach Kamer. This is what the Braisa meant to say. From Nazar Tameh Mishleich Tachsadud Shaloshim, if the Nazar Tameh, who does bring a Kabban Osham, put his hair under the pot in which they're cooking the Kabban Osham, Yotza. We're not talking about a Kabban Osham Tahar. This Braisa, says Rava, is talking about an Osham Tameh. Ask the Gemara. We learned in the Braisa, as we've started learning the Braisa, that it takes the gravy, the liquid in which the Kabban Shlam was cooked, and pours it on the hair that he cut. Ask the Gemara anonymously, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav of Kra, V'loka chasar roish nizroi, V'nosan la'esh, Ashatach zevach ha'shlamim. The word zevach is extra to teach us, mi zivchoi. You take a part of the carbon, should be under the fat pot in which the carbon shlamim is being cooked. And that's what it's coming to teach us, that the liquid, the roitiv, is poured over the hair. We learned in the Braisa that if you put the hair under the pot in which the Kabban Chatas is being cooked, Yotza. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, where do we know this halacha from? Says the Gemara, Amakra Zevach. The Pasuk says Zevach, and therefore we say, the Pasuk says, L'rabbis is Chatas for Oshim, that any Zevach, of course, L'chatchila, you're supposed to do Kabban Shlomim, but the Torah adds the word Zevach to teach us that any carbon that the Nazir is bringing, you could cook the hair, you could cook his hair under, you could put the hair onto that fire. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that that's what we learn from the word Zevach? But ask the Gemara, have we not used that pasuk to teach us the Zevach Meroitiv, to teach us that the Roitiv of the carbon Shlomim is put on the hair of the Nazir. So how can we say that it's here to teach us that any carbon, any fire that's cooking any carbon, you could put the hair of the Nazir in? Answers the Gemara, Imkein Lemakra, Meroitiv Ashlamim. If the Torah wanted to teach us the halacha specifically about the gravy, so the Torah should have used the word Roitiv. That would be a much clearer way of expressing that halacha. My Zevach, says the Gemara, to teach us, Rabbis Chatas V'Asham, that the Nazir's hair can be put under the fire of the Chatas and Asham. It says the Gemara, V'emekul Chatas V'Asham Hudasam. Maybe that's what the entire Pasuk is coming to teach us, that the Pasuk is only coming to teach us that B'di'evid, you could put the hair under the pot in which you're cooking the Chatas, and under the pot in which you're cooking the Asham. And says the Gemara, Imkein Le'makra, Shlomim V'Zevach. Why did the Pasuk say Zevach HaShlomim? Why did the Torah say the Zevach before the word Shlomim and not after the word Shlomim? It must be to teach us Tarti, Shmamina Tarti, to teach us both halachas. The one halacha is that you take the roitiv of the Kabban Shlomim and you put it on the hair before you burn the hair, and that you don't, if you didn't put it under the pot in which the shlomim is cooking, you could put it under the pot in which the chatas and oshim are cooking. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Hako, all nazirim, both a nazir tamei and a nazir tahar, both the individual who had his hair cut in Yerushalayim and both the individual who had his hair cut outside Yerushalayim, hay mishalchem tachas adud, would put their hair under the pot in which the carb is being cooked, chutz mitamei shigliach b'medina, except for tamei who cut his hair atzer Yerushalayim, nei shesharan nikver. His hair is not cut. His hair is buried where it was cut, divrei meyam. Yudaimer, tahirim, the nazir tahar that take a haircut, kan v'kan, whether they had the hair cut in Yerushalayim, whether they had the hair cut at Yerushalayim, Hoy Meshalchim, they had put their hair under the pot in which the Kabban Shlomim is being cut. Tameim, his opinion is that a Nazir Tamei who has to take a haircut, Loyay Meshalchim, don't put their hair under the pot. It doesn't make a difference where he cut his hair. The halacha is that a Nazir Tar always puts his hair under the pot in which the Kabban is cooking, and a Nazir Tamei never puts his hair under the pot in which the carbon is cooking. No one put their hair under the pot in which the carbon is cooking. Chutz, there's only one time where the hair is put under the pot in which the carbon is cooking. Tar b'migdash. If he's a nazir tar and he had his hair cut in the Yerushalayim, or according to some opinions, as we learned on Amin Aleph in Yerushalayim, some opinion holds in the Azara, because only Neshen Nasek Mitzvasai, only when it was done properly, that's when the halach is that the hair should be burnt under the pot in which the shlama being cooked. But if it wasn't done properly, if it wasn't cooked, it wasn't cut in the proper place, then this halacha would not apply.